Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We have the U.S. military's downsizing right now because of the budget. According to Fox News, you'll be seeing it, they're downsizing because of the financial crisis, but soldiers are getting their pink slip while they're still on the front lines. And if you would have heard, and you still can hear, you can go back to listen to John Paul Jackson's prophetic word that was given in 2008, 2009, about that the financial crisis would be so difficult that we would begin to cut back our military and we'd start coming home. And it's the worst case scenario while the world needs us, maybe because we help stir stuff up in the world. I mean, I don't know, but it seems like we came. He's dead. And that's what happened, right?
That's right.
That's what Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, former Secretary of State, said at the Libyan president that's there. This dead
was there.
Was there.
Muammar Gaddafi.
Which, by the way, is where the Palestinian president's son is at right now, why his home was actually bombed in defense, because I guess it must have been, it was collateral damage,
it was a target.
I think. Yeah, it was a target. And so we'll be talking about that prophetic word that's being fulfilled as we speak. And it's like, what are we going to do? The best thing that we can do, remember, even though we're delivering you that what's happening, the light perspective is that, you know, the Word of God perspective is, when these things happen, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from our sin, turn back to what God says about us, wants us to do, he says, then I'll heal from heaven, and America, you'll have a military again. America, you'll have an economy again. My spirit will be with you again in the church. Power will be present again with you. Healing, signs, wonders, miracles. And it's like, so we can look at these things and think, oh my goodness, there's locusts coming. And oh my goodness, there's a storm coming. And it's like, yeah, but it's because we've sinned. So then we can not sin. We can repent and say, dear God, forgive us and turn back to God. And in view of his mercy, God just begins to, because he's good, he begins to restore the land when we do that. And I believe it. I just really believe we just got to let people know that's how it works, because so many people have left the word of God. 81% don't even pick up their Bibles, regular church attenders, according to the Barna Group, don't even pick their Bibles at all. So you're not reading what the Word of God says. You're just depending on some man or woman who's telling you what it says. But this is what it specifically says. When I, God, send these things upon you, if you, those who are called by my name. So this, no matter what people tell you, that God allows these things to happen. He says the storm is being fashioned against you. But it's for us to warn you, and the warning's not like, brace yourself, you're going to hit the storm. It's like, prepare yourself, but repent, and just believe that God's just going to turn it, and we're believing for a third great awakening. If it was, if we would not be here doing what we're doing every single hour or day of our life,
right?
And we've just laid on our lives for the Lord in this, we would not be doing it if we didn't believe that great days are ahead. We would not be doing it. But also, you want to be seen on the right side of history no matter what happens. No matter what happens, you want to be seen on the right side of history. I'm talking about his heavenly history when you're standing at the throne room of God. Because if you wait too late, you're bait. We'll also be talking about in this program about the borders, beginning to just dialogue about, we're hearing a lot of people's opinions about the borders, but what is these are human beings creating the image and the likeness of God. They're being used as political pawns, it appears, but also they're running for their life because of high crime that's happening in their nation. But the question we have to ask ourselves, what happened in that nation and why did it collapse? And how is this all connected? And is it being eased down their economy, like George Soros says, that causes crime to rise up, which causes people to run north? And in the context of that, what do we do as Christians? So people are talking about, I'd rather die seeking hope than to die in this particular land. And the reports they're getting back, because they're listening, they monitor the calls that are going back to these different lands. And it's not just the Mexican population. It's a lot of different folks. And we're also going to talk about that one rancher found a particular Muslim language handbook. We'll be talking about it in regards to Urdu, is a language that's that Hindu Muslims use to be able to translate from that language to English. And how, and the it was about money and and all these different things. They're finding it right there on the border, because it's not just Mexicans coming across who need hope, they need a job, they need help, and that type of thing. But there's other people they call OTM, which is not really good to call it OTM, because people just start disassociating what that means. And maybe that's why they do it. Other than Mexicans. In other words, what they're saying here in this book, they're saying were that you know, radical Islam is coming across the border as well, it appears, and their mean intentions. So we'll be showing you that. We even have video footage of this rancher showing you the book and them reading from it. But also we have an imam or a professor talking, and I believe it's in Kuwait. This is exactly what his plans were, to be able to bring some sort of anthrax over the border, through the Mexican border, and merge with these supremacist groups or something of that nature, to do something of that nature. And we will say, we want to pray against that happening and pray protection over our borders. And I thank God for our border patrol officers. They're just,
holding the line.
It's like nobody's standing. I mean, people in Texas are standing with them. I'm sure people in Arizona are standing with them. I don't know if people in California are standing with them. But it's like they are the force to say no. Mm-hmm. But if you go back and read the Constitution, the original 10, we've talked about this, and hopefully it's a related link. The whole purpose of our president being president is to protect us, to protect our borders. It's not like something you squeeze in your agenda and you try to do in your first 100 days, right, or you know, maybe or maybe not. That's one of your main purposes, is to secure the borders of the nation that you're a president over. So this is a huge issue. The question is like, why isn't that happening? And what are we doing? Well, George Soros, this man who believes that there shouldn't be borders, he shouldn't be borders. And the great society they're looking at. And they're not talking about the great society in America. They're talking about the great society in the world. And with all these technologies and tracking folks and paperless money and digital. I mean, it's getting to a point where it's not that complicated to be able to do something like that. So we'll be talking about our borders, kind of get a viewpoint of them. We also have a reporter that went down to spend some time with them and got some really good perspective, because she herself, you know, she was a refugee. She was a refugee, and now her parents and her came over the right way, and now they are citizens, and now she's reporting on it. What a great perspective. Mm. One particular paper is reporting, well, actually Fox News was reporting it, but a confirmation of it was from the Jersey, where is it, the Jersey? The mycentraljersey.com, talking about that as we're speaking, that they are decreasing the budget in the military, and they're downsizing the military because of financial crisis. And you can decrease a lot of things, but you don't want to, like, sort of saying, I'm going to take down the bricks on my home because I'm going through some difficult times, instead of saying, why don't you cut your cable? You know, why don't you eat less? Why don't you, but you take down your brick walls around your house, is saying you don't have any walls at all. And it's like, does this make sense? Taking down our strength? And it's like, it's just more and more and more. And to me, it's just like Jehoiakim, you know, Josiah, the message that went out, that God's just gradually speaking to us over a period of time, saying, what do you want to do? Mm-hmm. What are you going to do? The mercies of God. It's just, he's so merciful. And in that, so these soldiers, the reports are, according to Fox News and a report, according to this mycentralnewjersey.com, that soldiers, while they are in the battlefield as we speak, they're getting a pink slip. They're getting a notice saying that you will not be able to stay in the military.
Wow.
I mean, it's just hard enough. It's hard enough to stay on the front lines and keep your focus there as it is, because so many things are happening with your family and all these things are happening. And now you're finding out, I got to start searching, you know, what's it called, monster.com or something. I got to start searching for a job right now while I'm fighting for your country, for my country. I've got to start hitting up the websites over here in Afghanistan, you know, for monster.com to find out if I can get a job. Wow. Because I got to provide for my family. That's what it's about. It's a paycheck. You got to be able to feed your family. Mm-hmm. Think about this. If you're willing to go fight for the country, you're willing to do 20 years in the military and retire. Quite often, many of these men and women, they're saying, some of them want to option and say, hey, I want to have a career in the military. And it's being taken away from them. Mm-hmm. We owe them that. We owe them, like, if this is what you want to do, it's all yours. I mean, it's like less than 1% of America is even serving in the military as it is.
Right.
Wow.
I mean, how hard is it for 99% of the nation to honor those who honored us and fought for their freedom? First of all, I want to apologize for that. It's a shocker, but it's like one big continual shock. I believe it's going to get better. You know, hold in. The good times are coming again when light begins to shine again in the country, mm-hmm. when the church gets to the place where we're just sick and tired of being sick and tired. He's like, you know what? You know, I'm going to repent. God, it's been my sin. The spot that you hear over and over again on VFN TV, you have this man in Washington, D.C., and he's saying, this is my fault. Mm-hmm. This is my fault. This is what I did. This is my sin. Dear God, this is coming upon our nation because of me. That's what he said.
That's right.
And when we get to that point, and quit blaming the world for our sin, God actually forgives. This is what he said in Acts. He was talking when Peter was preaching. He says, listen, repent so times of blessings will come upon you. So in other words, God's saying, I want to bless you. And all it requires is for us to repent. Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think and the enemy tells so many people, well, I've got to repent and all this kind of stuff. It's like, what are you talking about? God's going, I want to bless you.
Right.
I have good plans in store for you. But it will come when you say, dear God, I've sinned against you. I sinned against others. I am wrong. You're right. Forgive me, Lord. Wash me. Cleanse me with your precious blood. I want to make you again the Lord of my life. I'm coming back to the heart of worship. I'm coming back to my first love, like the Church of Ephesus. I'm coming back to you being the Lord of my life. I'm serious. And he says, and then times of refreshing will come upon you. Think about that. I mean, forget about spa day. What about, my goodness, a time of refreshing coming over the whole nation because we as the church said, God, I'm sorry, you're right. And stop blaming the world for what we've done because he says, I'll heal the land if my people get right. So it's us. I looked in the mirror to see what my issue would be. When I looked in the mirror, I saw that my issue was me. And there's a remedy to that. It's me being held personally accountable to Jesus Christ and repenting for my sins and making Jesus Christ the Lord of my life. And if you look in the mirror, you will see the same answer and the same problem, but you have the option to the same response. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.